Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Daisy.
Hello, Ben and Nathan. Thank you so much for your work on the Demon Daily podcast. I enjoy listening to the podcast while working out as it provides a mental distraction for me. Okay. I'm in a particularly peculiar situation, and I would like your advice about what to do. I have a pending court case regarding my asylum status because I fled my home country due to religious persecution. I touched on this experience in my diversity statement, but I am aware that law schools require you to disclose any character and fitness issues in your application. My question is, do I disclose this information in the character and fitness section or not, since it is not particularly a criminal or academic charge? I'm a little unclear about what exactly you're going to court for, but when it comes to character and fitness, you can always ask your state bar what they think you should do. And when in doubt, I would disclose.
Yeah, that said, fleeing your home country due to religious persecution, I don't know why that would need to be a character and fitness issue. I mean,
no, the issue is, I'm assuming because she's asking about it in regards to character and fitness, that there's something that's come up after she received asylum status. Like, she got asylum status and now there's some court case saying, hey, wait a sec, we want to relook at this. Maybe I'm reading too much into what she's asking, but.
Oh, I have a pending court case regarding my asylum status because. Oh,
I don't know if it's a court case to determine her asylum status or she already got it. And now someone's saying, I don't know if you should have got it because there was something wrong with your process. I can't tell. So,
yeah, you're going to have to. I agree, Ben. Talk to your state bar, potentially also talk to law schools that you are going to apply to. You don't need to hide this because, this is the kind of thing that you just. You want to make sure you err on the side of disclosing. And if it's like you have an ongoing, like you might get deported, you fled due to religious persecution, but now the United States might not actually grant you asylum status. I don't know that that's a character and fitness issue, but it does sound like something that the schools need to know about. But I would start with the state bar and then potentially ask the schools themselves. And I don't think I'd be very shy about sharing the exact details because the last thing you want is to get into law school, pay for a year or two or three of a JD, and then have this come out in your character and fitness application for the bar.
Yeah.
And have it be like, oh, you can't sit for the bar because you didn't disclose this thing that you're supposed to disclose. That would be terrible. So make sure that you're, this is one where you would want to probably over-disclose rather than under-disclose. Cool. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.